Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another episode of 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones. I thank you so much for being on with me tonight. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to be with me, and I truly, truly do appreciate it. For those of you, this is your first time calling in. Welcome. Welcome to the 15 Minute Conundrum. Again, you could have been anywhere, but you're going to choose to stay with me for the next half hour, 45 minutes, depending on how hot we get with this. I appreciate it. For those of you who are always supportive of me with the 15 Minute and Hand and Footprints, I truly appreciate it. Listen, without you, I couldn't do this. So I do appreciate it, do truly, truly appreciate it. The 15-Minute Conundrum, let me tell you about it. For those of you who typically listen to me on Hand and Footprints, and those of you who will listen to me on Hand and Footprints this Saturday, they're two totally different shows. This is totally my opinion, my ideas, things that I come across in the different conversations that I have and what's going on in current events. Saturday morning show is definitely all about the guests. So please make sure that you distinguish the difference. If after tonight's show you want to get a hold of me, of course, you can always email me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. You're more than welcome to hit me up on any of the social medias, which are Google+, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you want to join the conversation tonight, you can press 1. First, you got to dial the number, 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you seriously want to join the conversation. And if you are online, hi, because I see a couple of you guys are online now. We're in a chat room starting the conversation up, so I'm so glad about that. So, so glad. You can also chat me up on Facebook on either Ricky Jones for the Hand and Footprints page. Probably for Conundrum, you can hit me up on the Ricky Jones page. So that's cool. So we have all these kind of things. All right, so let me explain how the conundrum goes. The conundrum is exactly how it sounds. It's a confusing question or difficult problem. Now, we may or may not be able to solve it, but it's fun talking about it, getting it out in the open and expressing our opinions, expressing our ideas, so definitely join us. And how it usually comes about is conversations I'm having with people, things that are going on, and it's just things that strike me, and I say, well, hey, that's something that we need to talk about. And tonight is basically no different. Crazy. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on in society. A lot of stuff is on the social media, a lot of stuff going on in the media. And part of it, to me, I think a lot of it is a distraction. I think a lot of it turns us from what's going on underneath. I say it again, and I'm going to say it always, there's a quiet revolution that will not be televised that's going on, and it's really going to come down to the have and the have-nots. I don't care what ethnicity you are. If you don't have education, if you don't have good common sense, if you don't have a decent job, you're going to be asked out. So those are the things. I mean, I think that's the quiet thing that's coming, the real separation between the have and the have-nots. So we have all this other stuff going on to be the distractor to keep us from getting to the point where we need to be. So tonight's conundrum is kind of based on that, and is definitely with it goes along with what's going on. Bill Cosby, you have things coming out of his deposition. I don't understand how sealed records, and maybe a couple of my lawyer friends could call and explain to us how sealed records become public. Okay. Things that, it's crazy what's going on. Things that Donald Trump has said, things that former President Jimmy Carter has said. It's crazy. It's a whole bunch of people saying stuff and what they didn't say and what they did say. So tonight's conundrum is what they did or didn't do, what they said or didn't say, what the hell does that have to do with you? What does that have to do with making sure that you have your 40 acres and a mule? What does that have to do with you having to make sure that you have proper education for your kids, a proper place to sleep, food on? What the heck does that have to do with you? So, again, tonight's conundrum is this. What they did or didn't do, what they said or didn't say, what in the world does that have to do with you? All right, so let's get started. Let's get started. So, Bill Cosby. Now, a lot of us, some of us have defended the allegations. Some of us have, you know, put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, as soon as the allegations came out. Let me say this, and if I offend you, you'll be okay. Because guess what? Whether what I said or what I don't say, what the heck does that have to do with you? Okay? I wasn't there. I can't say it didn't happen. I can't say that his intentions, I know he said in his supposedly sealed records his intentions were to have sex with women by giving them, you know, the Quaaludes and all of that. I can't speak to his intentions. I can't even speak to those ladies' intentions because to me, at the end of the day, and this is just to me, all of them were wrong. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to say why. You're like, oh, my God, Ricky, what do you mean? All of them are wrong, both the women and the men, both the women and him. First of all, he's Bill Cosby, and he, you know, first African-American, major TV role, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he had money coming. He did, you know, he could have paid for sex if that's what he wanted. He could have paid for sex. I mean, you know, he didn't have to go through all of that. But so he was wrong in that aspect. Where I find problem on, and if you want to call them the victim, whatever you want, terminology you want to use, is totally up to you, not really caring. But my whole thing is this. The first time he did it, and people were suspecting him of doing it, excuse me, the second time he did it, one thing I've learned about with celebrities and people, just people, not even just celebrities, but hell, people in general, once you start doing stuff, people get to talking. People talk. People talk. People gossip. So I know the word had gotten around, even if it was in a small circle of people, the word had gotten around town that if you want to have a good time, or the flip side to it is, yo, don't mess with him. I think he be putting stuff up in people's drinks and stuff in their food, and next thing you know, it's you in it. Okay. But I'm sure that people, the word was around town, he was suspected of at least doing whatever. So I say all that to say, if the word was around town, why did some, I'm not going to say all, but why would you still, even if you know you're saying, oh, well, it can't be true, why would you even put yourself in a situation that it might be and find out the hard way? I know some of you all say, oh, my God, Ricky, you're blaming the victim. You can take it for what you want. But if that's the word around town, because you can't tell me people weren't talking about it. I'm not saying he was right, because he could have paid for sex. He could have just taken it from his wife. He could have found other means to just, you know, to get his jollies and his rocks off. Again, I wasn't with him when he was there. You know, if I in my circle of friends, if I'm hearing, you know, yo, you got to watch his drink. You know, when you go over his house, you got to watch him because he be putting some heavy stuff in the drinks. Now, I have friends who, listen, I love them to death, but I know they are heavy when it comes to their bartending. So certain things I just don't bother to do. You know, certain folks, I love you, and you know who you are. We've all hung out together. Some of the best conundrums have come out of me hanging out with some of you all. I don't bother with your drinks. I have friends who are very heavy-handed with their drinks. And I'm, you know, I'm a so-called celebrity or whatever in my own right. But I know not to, if I know that there's an issue or things that I have heard, it's just like you hear about, you know, the local guy, he's a freak and he likes sex and da-da-da. Why am I going to put myself in a position to find out if he's a freak, if he likes sex? Like, come on. Come on. Okay? So I just say with that, whether he did or he didn't, whether they did or they didn't, guess what? At the end of the day, it don't mean a goddamn thing to me. Because guess what? First of all, I didn't look at Bill Cosby as an idol because I had male idols. So, I mean, that wasn't a big deal. I appreciate the kind of stuff that he put on TV. And guess what? I'm still going to watch A Different World. I'm still going to watch The Cosby Show. I'm still going to watch Fat Albert. I'm still going to let my son do it. That doesn't make me any different or any worse or whatever. It doesn't make me anything. Because guess what? Those were TV shows. They ain't had squat to do with what he did on the outside. He put down a body of work. It's a sin and a shame that his greediness or his tendencies are going to smudge and kind of put a smirk, you know, like a smear on the work that he put down. I'm still going to watch it. Whatever. Whatever. Because at the end of the day, guess what? It's none of my damn business anyway. It really isn't. It didn't affect me. I wasn't there. I don't have squat to do with it. It's none of my business. Okay? If you want to chime in, 347-826-9723. I see we are lighting it up in the chat room already. I know. I understand. You guys don't like what I'm saying. You will get over it. I thank you so very much. That's just my opinion. But whether he did it, he didn't, whatever. I have nothing to do with that, okay? It does not make or break me. He's not putting any money into my pockets. He's not helping out any of my friends. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. For the victims who are truly victims, who didn't, you know, they found themselves in a situation and did not know they were going to find themselves in a situation, I feel bad for you. And I'm pretty sure there's some services that you can get and stuff, compensation that you probably will receive and whatever. But it has nothing to do with me, okay? So now, all right. Again, those of you who are just tuning in, this is the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ricky Jones. We're in the chat room. We're also chatting on Facebook. Oh, okay. So I have one chat. I have somebody in chat. The question is, want to know, did he drug them or did he give them drugs? They're two different things. And that's the thing. Again, I wasn't there, and this is what's crazy. If you read the different outlets of the media, first of all, it's killing me that we're only getting snippets of the sealed, and I wish one of my lawyer friends would call in, please explain to me how the hell sealed records become public. I don't understand that. But from the sealed document, it's the wording, it's the crazy wording that they kind of said that he said. It's like something to the effect of, I had the drugs, I was going to use them, but, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I had the drugs, I was going to use them, and if somebody could pull it up for me, somebody in the studio here could pull it up for me and shoot it over to me, I really appreciate it. But it's just crazy, and it does come down to the verbiage. If he gave them the drugs, then by all means, yes, he made them victims, and he deliberately did this act, and it was heinous, and so on and so forth. Yeah. If he's just saying he had the drugs or he drugged them or he had the drugs but he didn't use the drugs or he had the drugs, he gave it to him. Again, I have no flipping idea. I wasn't there. And it's like, well, I mean, what the hell is going on? My better question is this, how about this? Why is it that all of this was going on for as long as it was going on for and no one said a word? Now, I know some of the victims' rights are going to be like, oh, people don't say anything. I get that. I understand that being, and I'm just going to put it out there, being a victim of abuse, being a victim of assault, I get why we keep our mouths shut. I get that. I truly, truly do get that. I understand that because it took me a long time to be able to say what had happened to me to anyone, and I do understand that. For my own reasons, and I get that. I understand that. But I'm also trying to figure out on the flip side of how things go. Here this man, all this money and everything else. Why all of a sudden are people coming out of the woodwork? What's going on? What did he do? Who did he piss off? Now, if he was wrong, he was wrong. I'm not saying he wasn't wrong. But who did he piss off to make all of this floodgates come open? I mean, you're looking at decades and decades and decades of work, body of work. I mean, you have people pulling him from different places. Statue got pulled from Walt Disney. You know, Nickelodeon and all the old TV excuse me, channels that show the TV shows, all this stuff has been pulled. That's money. You have to have done something, not just the heinous thing that you did, but something else, because money covers everything. Behind every great success, there is a tragedy how that money was made. I mean, hell, we have slavery to prove that. We have a whole damn country to prove that, okay? So I'm just trying to figure out what the hell went on for him to just really have this backlash. I mean, besides the fact that, okay, if he did it, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just crazy, crazy. 347-826-9723. We also have a chat going on in the chat room. Thank you for my DMV listener always being supportive. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Shouts out to you. Big kisses and hugs and all that good stuff. Thank you. Always there. So we're going to keep on going. Now, for those of you who are tuning in, this is the conundrum for tonight. What they did or didn't do, what they said or didn't say, what the heck does that have to do with you? Why are you, where does that bother you? All right? So make sure that you call in and you push number one. It's like this caller right here. Good evening, caller. Welcome. How you doing?
How she in upon your life?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I just want to say this from the gate, and I'm gonna be very, very brief. Do you hear any background noise in the background? Does that sound clear?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Here's the situation. Every time Bill Cosby, or everybody calls AKA Pill Cosby, okay, everybody's out there just being ignorant. Every time Pill or Bill Cosby stood up against supremacy, he was shot down. Case in point, the first time he wanted to, you know, people did not want the National Broadcasting Company to become BCC or BBC of America, the Black Broadcasting Company. He was planning in 1994, 1995, it was 1990, to buy NBC. Now, he had enough money to buy NBC. That's how powerful and prestigious Bill Cosby became in the forthright of America. He wanted to buy the National Broadcasting Company, and he was told that, no, this is not your move. No, we're not going to sell it to you. Armed. Okay? We had great lawyers. One was, of course, the legendary Johnny Cochran, and he strong-armed. And this is before Johnny Cochran got famous with the O.J. charge. Johnny Cochran was already famous. He was already a great lawyer. But he was on the firm, you know, for helping Bill Cosby. All of a sudden, Ricky, right when he was right there at the table of negotiations, where he almost had the NBC barrel in lock and chain, his son died. And this was living in Berkeley, known in that neighborhood, came on, you know, on the highway there, I-5, coming off of Berkeley, going towards Sacramento, like he always do to go see his girlfriend. Late at night, okay? Late at night now, mind you. His tire blows out, okay? And all of a sudden, he's on the side of the road changing his tire. Now, up to the side, doesn't rob Ennis, just shoots him, doesn't rob the man. The man was never robbed. He's shot in the back, shot in the chest, and left for dead. And left for dead almost 2 hours before someone found him. Let's keep it straight in front now. I mean, people don't really want to remember the Ennis Cosby story, okay? They want to put that under the rug, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, Mr. William H. Cosby Jr. says, I am pulling back all efforts to buy NBC. He even leaves the NBC network. Okay, because, of course, you know, he was already, you know, he's like almost defrayed from the NBC network because of what he was trying to do. And he started working for CBS, you know, doing Kids Do the Damnedest Things or the Darnedest Things, and then he had his own show, Cosby, on CBS. People don't want to, they let that go over their head to help build NBC with this Cosby program, with the Different World, and such and so on. Was blackballed really the first time from NBC. CBS said, hey, they were having problems with ratings. We love to have Bill Cosby, right? Okay.
All right.
The second time he bucked against, you know, the powers that be, it was, you know, a black broadcasting company again. Okay? Not sure if I say this is a coincidence, but this is fact. And now all of a sudden, after 35 years, Angie Dickinson and her own ass comes out. You know what I mean? You know, nobody want her coat. I mean, I she looks so shriveled up. I mean, I seen Prunes look better. And all of a sudden, Bill Cosby drugged me. Angie, you've been, you were paid years ago to keep your mouth shut. While Cosby was the so-called golden boy, he was hand-picked. So, once again, you're looking at the situation, Bill Cosby make mad. You know what I mean? And when you're told no, sometimes it's no. I know you might have the best intentions, but you can't fight everybody all the time. You just can't do it.
And especially when you have vices, when you have dirty little secrets, things that you get into, that if it got out, you know, most people, especially when you're in the limelight, and that's the whole point of the conundrum tonight. The stuff that you do in the dark and the stuff that you do in your own business, if you like to chew on your damn toenails, I don't give a damn. Why do I give a damn? I mean, that's just all it is. Like, all right, so especially when you have your own vices that you know could bite you on your butt, sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut. And like you said, no means no, and back off of it and just let it be. But the thing I'm getting to is, whether he did or didn't, whether the circumstances or whatever it is, at the end of the day, what the hell does that have to do with me? Not a thing. Because guess what? I didn't get a job at anywhere, of any of the places, wherever he was. I never got invited to his house to even try a Quaalude. None of that stuff. None of it has to do with me. And with all of the crap that's going on.
No, you didn't.
Really. I mean, all that crap that's going on in the world, I mean, this is what I got to pay attention to. I got to worry about what he's doing. Did people notice that the stock market stopped for 4 hours? Now, they claim it was a technical glitch. Glitch my happy size 9 panties, okay? Get the heck on out of here with that glitch crap. No, boo. Greece is broke. China stuff going down the toilet. Yo. Those of you who are playing in the stock market, and those of you who have money and you're playing around figuring out what you want to do, you better stack some of that crap. You better stack some of your checks and some of your cheddar in the mattress like they used to do back in the day. But that's what I'm saying. Crazy, because they got this bill stuff going on. Okay, well, that is what it is. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. But for 4 hours, the stock market was on a break. Really? If I'm on a break for 4 hours, you think I'm going to keep my job? No one wants
to talk
about that.
I'm going to let you go on this one, Ricky, but you know, with the things with Bill Cosby, you said it very, 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 very good. I couldn't put it any eloquently. You know, you have vices. And you know you have, I mean, it's like almost like he became senile, like he forgot his past. And the crazy thing about it, his past was really very close to his present. We're talking about 2005. You know what I mean? Bill Cosby acting crazy. Acting crazy in your 70s. In your 70s, I know, America's favorite grandpa, not America's favorite father. And you almost see, and I hate to say this too, you know, but it's the truth. You look at him, and he's not only aged in less than maybe 6 or 7 months, but he looks real demonic if you look at him now. You know, you never saw Bill Cosby really, really, really wear a mustache or a goatee. He's always clean-shaven, always had his hair cut. But now he's almost like he's hiding within himself because he's ashamed of
like a dirty old man.
And
yeah, looking like a dirty old man. That's what he
looks
like.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Yep.
But I want to say great show. Continue doing what you're doing. What more can I say about how she's part of your life?
Thanks, I appreciate it. See you in a little bit on the air on the flip side with you.
All right now.
But, I mean, it's crazy. So you got this Bill Cosby stuff going on. Let me go back to the stock exchange. I'm going to repeat this again. For those of you who've been under a rock. No, I'm not going to say under a rock, because sometimes we get caught up in stuff that we're doing, because guess what? We get caught up in the stuff that we're doing. The New York Stock Exchange resumed trading at 3:10 this afternoon. they had halted around 11:30 due to a technical issue. Okay. I'm going to leave it at the technical issue. Technical issue, financial issue, whatever the issue is, the fact that the exchange halted, ceased working, ceased trading, ceased making money. And for those of us who have our little bit of stocks, I'm happy to have my Starbucks and my Target stocks. You know, those of you who listen to the Hand Footprints, I had a great stock broker on. He talked about doing your finances. Hopefully we'll get him back on again. And one of the little tips that he told me is if you're going to buy stocks, buy them where you shop. And anyone who knows me knows Ricky loves Target or Target and Starbucks. Okay? So I took the tip. Now, even if those of us who don't have stocks, it is something worth paying attention to. Because whether you realize it or not, when money gets funny in any country, it all comes back to the United States and money gets funny for every country, okay? Money gets funny someplace else, it always becomes funny here, somehow or another, whether it's the rise in this, the decline in that, services are being canceled or moved around or switched around or cut back. It is a trickle effect. And people are like, that's grease, and I don't have nothing to do with me. Check again. Everything is relative. Everything is truly relative, okay? So, you know, in that sense, money affects everyone. I know people like to say it's the root of all evil and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know where they got that from. And no one's going to tell me that's in the scripture because I want somebody to show me where in scripture that is. But it affects everyone. So when we talk about this question about if they did, if they didn't, if it does or it doesn't, what does it have to do with you? When it comes to money, especially when it's other places, when it's currency other places, pay attention to that, ladies and gentlemen, because eventually that does affect us, okay? It really, really does. It affects us when we start talking about policy changes. I know the other thing that we're talking about, what's been going on, is the Confederate flag coming down. And those of you who called in last week, thank you for supporting 15 Minute, and we talked about the Confederate flag and its meaning and da-da-da. So you have on one side folks who are supportive, both Caucasian, African-American, other ethnicities who are supportive of the Confederate flag and its history, and then you have the rest of the folks who are like, oh, take it down, take it down. All right, well, take it down, put it up. Does it really make a difference? What you really want to pay attention to are the laws that are on the books. Now, for those of you who are running behind the folks who are supporting the Confederate flag, whether it's the Klan or whether it's folks who look like you, I'm going to ask you something. If you're not in South Carolina and those places where the Confederate flag flies, what the Sam Ham does it have to do with you? What's going on in your state? Do you know what's going on in your state? Do you know what books are still on the laws in your state that have racial undertones to them? You worrying about chick flying up a pole, you worrying about whether or not who's supporting the flag and all that kind of crap, and why is it taking them so long to, at least they're having a discussion about having it removed completely. But what the heck is going on in your state? Do you know? Do you know whether or not in your voting place, whether or not you have to show ID, you know, kind of like a sort of Jim Crow law, you know, type of thing? Everybody's worried about who did this and who didn't do that and who said this and who said that. What's going on in your neighborhood? Do you know what's going on in your neighborhood? Hello? Oh, okay. Make sure you pay attention to that. For those of you who, what else is going on? The mayor in Baltimore fired the police commissioner. Okay. And her reasons were that everything that was going on prior to with Freddie Gray and everything else and the riots and blah, 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 it was a distraction. And, you know, it wasn't effective. He wasn't being effective in terms of they've had an increase on black-on-black crime. So, again, I'm going to say this. All that's going on, you have the riots over the one person who was killed in police custody, but yet you still have 10, 20, or 30 other folks being murdered by people who look just like them. Pay attention. What's going on? Whether people do or don't, whether they say or don't say, you need to pay attention to what's really going on. Take a look what's going on in your own front lawn. Here in the city of Philadelphia, I can't worry about what's going on in Baltimore. I really can't. You know why? Because guess what? I have to worry about some of my friends who've lost children, some of my friends who've lost family members. You know, that's the kind of thing. What kind of gun laws, what kind of laws do we have in our own city? What kind of conversations are we having with our children or how they deal with their aggression? What kind of services are we working to get so that when some of our convicts come out, instead of them having to go back in, because, you know, for some of our folks, it is a revolving door for them only because it's the safest place that they could be. It's the best place they can be. They can get three hots and a cot. They can get all the education they need because when they come out in the street, they're not getting a doggone thing, okay? So I can't concern myself. And I know you all probably say, oh, my God, Ricky, you're being selfish. Well, if I'm looking out for my own neighborhood, I'm looking out for my own tribe, I'm looking out for my own community, if that calls me being selfish, then I'll be a selfish effort. Then so be it. I'll just be selfish. But we have so many problems going on, and underneath all those problems are underlining issues that need to be addressed. That's why we keep having this whole conversation about race and communications and all that. There are so many underlining problems. If we address those, we don't have to attack. I mean, there are a lot, and it's going to take us a while to attack them, but if we attack them and we acknowledge them, if we can sit, you know, take care of what's going on, you don't have time to worry about all the other stuff that's going on. You feel, you're empathetic, but that's all you can be because you should have a mission. You should have a vision. You should have a purpose. I can't help the people elsewhere. I got to help people in my own neighborhood. I got to help people. I have to help my own son, my own little chocolate child, survive in this jungle. His father and I have to teach him in the ways that's going to keep him safe so that he can at least get into his 30s and his 40s, at least get into his 30s. How to avoid certain situations, making sure he has education, making sure he has understanding of books, street, and common sense, because you need all three of them to survive. You need book sense. And when I say books, it's not just the grades, but you better know how to sit and have an intellectual conversation. Because granted, we don't want to be bothered with the supremacists, but guess what? We do have to deal with the supremacists to get where we need to get to. Don't think you all sitting here and you don't have to be bothered with people. You think you're going to have stuff on your own and it's going to be, oh, I got everything on my own. Bull. You have to have some type of interaction with the opposition. You need to know the opposition to know your position, okay? Those of you who are listening and chatting in, thank you for chatting in. Appreciate it. Everybody's kind of quiet tonight, but if you have a comment, you can press the number one. Those of you who are in the chat room, you can go ahead and start shooting your comments in. We are you can definitely get them in our last few minutes in here, and we can talk about it. Then we're having this whole discussion. You know the presidential election is coming. So all the different things, those of you who are Hillary supporters, stay the Hillary supporters if that's what you want to do, okay? But the simple fact that you know they're going to throw everything, you know, everything at her, everything against her, whatever, okay? If she wasn't a viable candidate or she wasn't she could be someone who could give whoever's going to run from the GOP ticket a run for their money, they wouldn't come up with all the distractions that they had, okay? You have goofy Donald Trump, and let me tell you, he's smart as a whip. He knows what he's doing. And don't think that he's not doing things on purpose. Because, listen, every time he turns around, you ever notice every time he goes bankrupt, he still come out smelling like roses? Why is that? Why is that? Now, here's a man who has supported the Clintons both verbally and financially. Now you turn around talking about she'd be the worst president ever. Well, why is that, Donald? Why are you saying that now? It is not necessarily because he's running for office, because he already knows that's for a divisive plan in itself, okay? That's for some other purpose in itself for him to run for office. So you have him, and he's running his mouth, and people getting bent out of shape, and they're actually paying attention to what the heck he's saying. I don't know why you're paying attention. You know, sometimes pigs are dressed up and put into a crowd so that they can be distracted at what's happening to the pigs in the slaughterhouse in the back, okay? I mean, they're distractors. Everything, just because it's in the media, just because they keep talking about it on the news, you really have to look at the behind the meaning to it. What is the real purpose of it, all right? If it doesn't have anything to do with you, it has nothing to do with you. He can talk about Hillary and whoever he wants to talk to. He's blue in the face. At the end of the day, let me ask you this question. When it does come time for our next president to run for office, are you registered to vote? Because really, that's all you should be concerning yourself with. Are you, the people in your household who are eligible to vote, are they registered to vote? Do they know who's running for office? That's what you need to concern yourself with. Whether they did or didn't, whether they say or they didn't say it, it'll have a doggone thing to do with you. You make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. So, folks, you can have 99,000 people running on the GOP ticket. At the end of the day, who will be the best or worst candidate? Who's going to be the best or worst person to run the country? Who really is going to, who do you think is going to get the job? And are you going to help them? And what I mean, are you going to help them? Are you registered? Are you going to volunteer at some of the local offices? Do you know what their platform is, what they're standing for, what they say they're going to stand for? Make sure you concern yourself about those kind of things. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Jimmy, don't get caught up with Jimmy Carter. Those of you who are Christians who don't necessarily align yourself with the idea that marriage is for everyone, in other words, meaning all sexes, whether it's two men, two women, man and woman, stick with your guns. That is your decision. That is your belief. That is what you stronghold to. Hold on to that. Don't get caught up with people saying to you, oh, you know, if Jesus was here. Don't get caught up with that, because I see some of the stuff that's out there for Christians, and people are fussing with the Christians, Listen, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. They talked about Jesus before they put him on the cross, and they talked about him while he was on the cross. They treated him, some of his best friends, stabbed him in the back, and he kept on moving, right? So should you. So you want everyone to know, what would Jesus do? Keep it pushing. Pay attention to what's going on in your belief, in your household, and just pay attention, okay? For those of you, to my wonderful rainbow community, I'm glad that you guys have the right to do what it is. As citizens of this country, you have a right, and you've won a right to do that. Don't get caught up with this particular right. It's wonderful. Go on, get married. Some of my closest and dearest friends are planning weddings, and I'm happy for them, because everybody deserves love. Everybody has an opportunity and chance to find out what it's all about. Everybody has a right to kind of, you know, if they want to leave their whatevers and have somebody to take care of them, okay? But don't get caught up, because guess what? You all still had, as a community, you all still have rights that you need to fight for. So for you young folks who are coming through, go talk to some of your old heads. You know, just like we would do, like we say, talk to some of your old heads who it took them years to be able to come out of the closet, okay? Talk to them about the struggle and things that they had to fight for. Be glad in the moment, celebrate it, but understand there's work to be done, okay? Ladies, we still have, if you notice what's going on, we still have a lot of women who are in charge, but yet, even with our women who won the soccer match, you know, some of our sports folks, our sports ladies, they are still getting paid less than their counterparts. So we have work to do. We're glad that they won the championship. I'm excited, but ladies, we still have work to do, not only in this country, but in other countries. And, you know, if you don't know what's going on outside of your own country, and if you're on social media, get into some of these pages, pages and communities that are talking about women's rights and things of that nature, okay? There's a lot of work to be done, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. And regardless of what's going on in the media and what's being said and what's not being said and who did this and who did that, understand, even Jared tells you to go get the Subway thing and he has his own vices and now he's being investigated for child pornography. Okay. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't, don't stop eating Subway, because if that's what you like, That's what you like to eat. Are your children safe? Do you know where they are? Those of you who have kids who are old enough to get on the internet, do you know what pages they go to? Do you look at the history to see where they have searched? I'm not saying if the man is found guilty of child pornography and all that, I'm not saying that he's right for doing that. So please, when you guys email me, don't email me that foolishness about what I'm supporting and what I'm not supporting, because I don't want to hear that dumbness. Because I don't care what you say or don't say. That I just really don't. My question to you is, whether he's guilty or not, at the end of the day, it brings what we need to pay attention to is when we're posting, and I'm guilty of it too, when we're posting our pictures of our kids and things of that nature, you know, make sure as much as you can, you know, protect your privacy, protect your kids. If your kids are on the internet, make sure that you go behind them. They don't have any rights. They have the right to try to stay alive in your house and get fed and go to school and be mannerly and do their best and try to treat people fairly. That's their job. Don't let them get caught up talking about, Mom, at this, I have privacy. You only get privacy when you pay for it. Hello, can I get an amen? Hello, microphone. Is this thing on? Okay. So make sure that your children are, you know, protected. Because here you have seen this guy on TV, and now he's being accused of this, and everybody's in all in their feelings. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Let me, first of all, and this is going to be another conundrum about this idolization of people, because I don't understand that, but that's a different story. But make sure all the stuff that's going on, you have to look at it from this standpoint. How can I protect myself? How can I protect my community? How does this affect my community? I mean, ultimately, you really have to look at it that way. Am I doing everything I can to make sure that people are educated or informed or whatever? All right? So all that is going on in the world, understand that a lot of things, because they throw it up in there and they go back and forth, that whole back and forth about it and the whole long dissertation and conversation that we're having about it, is a bunch of hooey-balooey. What the real bottom line is, the conversation that you should be having is, if that person can do that or get caught up in that, how can I avoid that? Do I know people who, and listen, Bill Cosby's antics, Donald Trump's antics, Jared, you know, being accused of his antics, all of this stuff is nothing new. If we look in our own communities and our own friendship circles, we know somebody knows somebody knows somebody who has done something out of the norm to make you look kind of side-eye at them, okay? And it has to make you look right in your own yard to make sure that people are safe, people educated, people have what they're supposed to have so they can avoid all of the traps, all of the distractions, because I'm telling you, all of these distractions that are out here, they're exactly for that purpose, a distraction, to keep you from paying attention to what's going on. Because how do you build a nation? You build a nation through knowledge, strength, power. I mean, that's how you build a nation. That's how you build a community. When everybody is united, it's hard. You know, if everybody's locked together like crazy glue, it's hard to break that. And if you keep people separated, you're always able to kind of infiltrate and destroy. And it has nothing, it doesn't have just to do with the black culture or anything else. That is just human nature. If you divide and conquer, then you're able to control and keep control. Okay? So I'm going to keep the chat lines open, both on Facebook and right here on Blog Talk. And, wow, we've come to the end of our show. Listen. Join me Saturday morning for my 100th episode. I'm so excited. Hannah Footprints, 10:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you can hit me up on all the social medias. I will be in the chat room still chatting it up for those of you who want to talk a little bit more off air. So you can hit me up on Facebook. You can get me on Twitter, Instagram, and all those good places. If you have any comments or questions or even some conundrums of your own that you want to kind of see me get into, shoot me an email, themsrrikkijones. Thank you for being here with me tonight. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you on the flip side. See you Saturday.